van my hart vanoggend, Here, vir elkeen om te weet dat U liefde vir ons elkeen persoonlik oneindig is. En Here, die begeerte van my hart vanoggend is dat U die leen wat ons mee stap in hierdie lewe, dat U liefde vir ons bepaal word deur hoe goed ons is. Here, dat U vanoggend hierdie leen vir baie van ons gaan kom uitvee. Vader, in die naam van Jesus, kom sny ons hierdie leen af in elkeen se lewe wat twyfel in U liefde vir hom of vir haar. En Here, terwyl ons so in aanbidding voor U bly, vra ek, Here, dit is iets wat ons nie met woorde kan gee nie, Here, that You yourself will impart Your love to the people here this morning, Lord. Pray, God, that everyone will open up his heart today, this morning. Will open up his life, his mind, body, soul, and spirit. Be open for You to pour out Your love into them. That we will stop believing that Your love varies from day to day and according to our actions. And I declare that God's love for you is eternal. It's never ending. And Father, I pray that we will come with that boldness and that freedom before You. In the name of Jesus. Here, en dat U vanoggend ook vir elkeen gaan wys dat vir hierdie liefde om werksaam in ons lewens te raak. Vir hierdie liefde om in aksie te gaan in ons lewe. Lord, that it comes through Christ. And Lord, if anyone here has not yet given his life and laid down his life before the feet of Christ, I pray this morning, Father, that this love of yours can be activated in our lives through your Son, through accepting your Son as our Savior, Lord. In die naam van Jesus. En terwyl ons net so staan en aanbidding bly, let us pray, let us see God's face. And maybe you want to do business with God this morning. Maybe it's a recommitment, maybe it's your first time. God says, when you hunger for me, I'll come and give you a new spirit. You'll be reborn in the spirit. Father, we trust you for that this morning. That people will receive a new spirit from you as they lay down their lives before you and willingly submit their own will to yours. Vader, ons maak U naam groot en ons prys en loof U, Here, omdat U vir ons goed is. Here, dankie dat ons nie te min en te klein is, dat U aan ons dink en dat U vir ons lief het nie. Thank you, Lord, that You've chosen to come down from heaven and to accompany us in this life, Lord. And we thank You for that. And we hunger, Father, that we may grow in that walk with You. We hunger, Lord, that Your presence accompany us like You did Moses, Lord. And we don't want to go forward here, Father, without Your presence, Lord. And we pray that in the name of Jesus, Lord. Amen. Ons is vanoggend aan die einde van ons maand wat is gefokus to have an outward focus as a church. And we've said to one another, it is not a technique, it's a lifestyle, it is who we are, it is at the core of what Christians are, is to have an outward focus. God has called us for that from the beginning and He gave us a commandment for that. So net om het weer vast te maak, dis nie een techniek wat is apply om mense by die Here te kry nie. That is who we are. And we trust God to impart that into us and to show us as a congregation how to be more practical with it. we're already going out. We're already serving the community. But we trust God over the next months, a few months until the end of the year, He'll help us even further. So this morning we are talking about a lifestyle. Last week we started off by talking about the thing. Well, what is it that each one of us is hungering for? What is it that we are longing for, that we thirst for? And the thing that we thirst for, whether we know it or not, is the presence of God. That's what we thirst for. And because it's not cheap, it's for those who seek it. It's for those who draw near to God, and He draws near to us. And may God grow us in seeking His presence. And this morning we're going to spend some time on how do we bring that presence to people around us. Ons het last week ook al oor gepraat om te sê that to mission is not Thursday evening or Saturday afternoon or once a year over the holiday. To mission is a lifestyle. The question is, what message are we living? That's our mission, the message that we live. And may God help us to live that message of hope, because our community is in need of that. We started off with Jeremiah 29:7 4 weeks ago, and we said that God gave the Israelites a commandment to plant and live and build in the city. They were in exile in Babylon. And he gave them a commandment because He said, what is good for the city will be good for you. And we're in the same place. What is good for Witzenberg will be good for us. That's why we have an outward focus. And to bring the glory, ek dink iets wat ons ook in die laaste paar weke wat die Here vir ons kom wys het, is dat dit waarmee ons besig is, die fokus daarvan sal wees, to bring the glory to God. To bring the glory to God. Dat God, want waar God die glorie kry, His glory comes down. And that's what we are looking for. That's what we are hungry for. We thirst for. We can't go on in the flesh manually. We need God's manifest presence. We talked last week just quickly about God's omnipresence and His manifest presence. And we're not looking for His omnipresence because it's everywhere. We read Psalm 139 a few weeks ago, which says we can go nowhere where God's not present. He's present everywhere. And that is not what Moses was asking for. Those who missed it last week, go and read Exodus 33. And that's what we are asking for as a congregation for God. And where God said to Moses, I'm not going to go with you anymore. You're a stiff-necked people. I'm not going up with you to the promised land. And Moses said, God, I can go nowhere without that presence of yours. And that is where our hearts is. That's where my heart is that, God, we cannot go forward without your manifest presence. And it's that presence that people hungers for out there. And that's why God must lead us and show us how do we bring that presence to people. So I've started off by saying, as prayer, mission is a lifestyle. It's no different. It's we would have prayer as a daily and a continual thing, but missions as a project or a program. And I want to start off by saying it's no different. And we all know that the message that we got and we have is not a private matter. God says you don't light a lamp and put it underneath a bucket. Don't hide a city that is on a hill. And I think one thing that I want us to not to forget and not to leave behind is the reason why we mission is for the glory of God. It's not even for the people. At the end, at base, it's for the glory of God and brings down His glory. It's to His honor. So God het ons geroep en gesê, I'll make you fishers of men. And therefore, we should live intentionally of catching men. Ons moet intensie hê om vis te vang. hou wat net in die water gaan sit, gaan nie iets vang nie, hy sal moet in, ek weet nie wie van julle vis vang nie, maar dit is nogal baie keer harde werk, hy goed byt nie somme nie, it's hard work, so if you don't have intentions to catch them, you won't catch them, so die Here het ons gesê, I'll make you a fisher of men, so vir elkeen van ons wat die sit, wat Jesus aangeneem het, hy het jou geroep, die eerste, dis die tweede ding wat hy gesê het vir die disciples, kom na my toe, ek sal julle, eerst het gesê, repent, because the kingdom is in hand. The second thing he said to the, is, I'll make you a fisher of men. So dit is vir elkeen van ons bedoel, en daar is nie van ons wat het nie het nie. Before I get to practical things that can help us to make fishers of, to fish men, is our attitude. En die vraag vir oggend is, en ons gaan allemaal dit natuurlijk theoretisch 100% antwoord, but I want us to stand still for a moment, and look into our own hearts. Why do you want to make disciples? What is it that is in your heart that moves you to make a disciple? And if we look closely, many times, it's for ourselves. Sometimes we need other people to be important om ons is a leier, we need somebody to lead, so I've got to make some disciples. It's sometimes to feed our own insecurity that we are reaching out to people. Ek sien ook dat ons het baie keer doen just because we don't want to be disobedient. Which is a good reason, but it shouldn't be the reason. Ons doen het, want ek sê, oh, die Heer het gesê, ons moet het doen, so let's do it. I've got to do it. Otherwise, I'm disobedient, and I don't want to be disobedient. It's maybe you're gifted. En ek dink is net belangrik dat ons motief reg is, otherwise we're wasting our time. Ek dink ou Henny het ook so 2 weke terug, want hy was daar oor gepraat, dat ons die regte goed kan doen. En as ons motief nie reg is nie, we're still out of the will of God. So what's in our heart as we go out to make disciples? And may God help us with that. En ek dink, ek wil net ietsie lees wat ek geskryf het, and then we've got to stand still and think about your own lives concerning this. Love for God and the people around you must be your highest priority. En ek weet vir partij ouwens, is matriek examen nou belangrik op die oomblik, so is nou. So het is elkeen iets anders, wat belangrik is. Maar dit is, as ons moet opsom, what should be important to you? That's it. To love God, and to love people. En daarom, hoekom sê ek dit? Because at the core of making disciples, stands love. And we many times miss it. We think we can teach them into being a disciple. Ek het ervaar net toe ons in lofprys en aanbidding was, is dat die Here vir my dit net hierdie stukkie wys en ek is bang vergeet dit terwyl dit by my opkom. Hier van ons ondersteun mense wat regtig gebroken is, wat swaar kry. En ek sien in my eie lewe, ek het dit laas week weer geleer, hoe dat ek gou met 'n klompie raad iemand wil help. Weet jy wie van julle dit ook oorkom, he? So as ek dink, we can quickly sort this thing out by telling people what's the right thing to do. And we think we're helping them. En wat ek sien is nie waar, nie. It's not true. I've looked at a YouTube clip, maybe, about the guy born without the arms and the legs. Nick, can't pronounce his surname. With Oprah and Rick Warren on Oprah's show. And they didn't talk about it. But what I've seen from that YouTube clip is Nick expressed 4 or 5 times in a short 5-minute clip the support from his parents and the love from his parents. And the thing that God showed me from that, which connects to this, how do we help people that is in need, is if it wasn't for their love and their support, he would probably not being able to make the right choices. So I want to, just what God showed me in during worship, The most important is to love and to support, not to teach or to tell or to give direction or whatever. Because that love brings God's presence into the place and allows God to work with somebody. If we want to change somebody, so because what we're actually doing, we're burdening the already burdened. You with me on that? So, ek is heeltemal weg van die woord waaroor ons praat. Maar onthou dit, laat liefde, and I want you to write it down and go and sit with God, go and sit with your wife or your family and tell, God, what am I going to do about this? Because if I'm honest, this is not my highest priority. Love to you and love to people around me. It's not number one in my life. And if we cut everything away from the word, that's what it comes down to. Love God and love the people. That's it. So I just want to leave that as the core of our attitude before we go out to reach people. Before we message day by day. This is at the core of our hearts. Not teaching, not, yeah. So, which comes with this, and I'm worried that I will fail the test, but if we have to ask people around you whether they experience this love, will we get through it or not? So, die vraag is, vanoggend, as ons ons message wat ons leef moet meet aan ander mense se ervaring van liefde van ons af. Is that it or not? Do they experience that love that we're supposed to live? En hierdie goed is net, it's not to condemn us, it's to help us to position ourselves that God can use us. Okay. So, I'm not condemned by it. Although I think I failed it many times, I'm not condemned by it. I know just to change direction, to change my attitude, to change my focus to loving people instead of instructing people or what you want to call it. So there's two things that you have to evaluate in your life, and that is if God and people is your highest priority, and how would other people weigh the love they receive from you? En ons weet dat ons het al hoeveel keer vir mekaar gesê, let's say it again. The worst thing that can happen is when I tell one thing but live another. It's disastrous. Throughout the ages, it's been disastrous to the church. It's the number one complaint for non-believers is, well, what they live and what they believe is not the same thing. Number one complaint from unbelievers. So we have to get that right. I've got 1 Timothy 2, verse 2 to 4. I just quickly want to read. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. We've got God on our side on this mission, on this message. God wants all people to be saved. And let us pray before we talk to God about people, before we talk to people about God. Let's pray. Let's go out in the morning with God's presence accompanying us. I read something last week, and it's just staying with me. It says, let's stop assuming God is participating. Let's invite him to participate. Do you see the difference? It's an attitude we have to invite God to participate. And not only to assume, oh, God is in it today, but to invite him. So I think our number one place of living our message is our home and our workplace. We spend 9 to 10 hours a day at the workplace. And before we think about missioning Katu or missioning Bella Vista, this is the two main priorities that we have to mission, that we have to message as we spend our time there. And I just want to, Because maybe we talk about it in the future again. There's, I think it was 3 years ago, Courtney Becker, he was at the conference, and he spoke about the early church. They had an expression of thin places. They talked about thin places. I know it stayed with me. And he says, that's when heaven and earth is only 3 feet apart. That's the manifest presence of God. And it's just the expression. There's no biblical review of it. So it's just an expression that thin places is what people long for, what we long for. It's a thin place between heaven and earth. And may God help us to usher that thin place into the presence of people. That thin place. And I've heard a few testimonies during the week, and I've experienced some of it. I spoke to somebody, and he met with somebody he saw a long time ago, and this people was all smiling and making jokes, this person, and he said to him, he says he doesn't know where it came from. He looked at him and he says, on the outside you're laughing, but on the inside you're crying. And the God's presence was there. No spirituality, no big scriptures. It's just obedience to the Spirit. And the person broke down, started crying, opening up the whole can of worms. Just because we are present to the Holy Spirit and ushering in that presence of God. Moving from being on the surface to going into the deep. And I'll talk about that a little bit more just later. So, have your eyes opened to the opportunity to create that thin place. Live with our eyes open to that. Our senses present to where's the opportunity to usher in that thin place. And I just want to, don't talk about Bible stuff and verses and talk about Jesus and what he's doing in your life. The person Jesus is the one who changes us and can change somebody else. I just want to leave this quickly with you, and because maybe we sit here in our Westerners, we take so much time to get to the place where we can usher in the presence of God to people. In Ephesus, as ek het nou reg het, 6 maande na ouens tot bekering gekom het, hulle gelos om die gemeente te pastor. 6 maande. So if we are hungry, if we are diligent, God can move us quickly. So ek wil net vanoggend vir jou aanmoedig, dit hoef nie jare te neem nie. Dit hoef nie 110 kursusse te wees of sermons of selgroepe of wat het ook al is wat ons altyd mee dink, dit gaan iemand op die plek kry nie. Dit waarvoor ons honger is, gee die Here vir ons. Hy sê, as jy dit vir my vra, gaan ek jou nie 'n klip gee nie. So mag die Here ons help, ons fokus skuif. En ek dink, as ons hierdie ding waar ons gepraat het, wat ons prioriteit in die lewe moet wees, if we can change that, God is with us to move us. So ek wil sommer iets wat ek in my lewe vir my gehelp het, wil ek met julle vinnig deel. Ek het dit al so jaar of wat terug ook gedeel. So ek kan nie onthou meer wat op die slides aangaan nie. Wat is die volgende een nou weer? Dit is die regte een. Sommige vir julle navorsing toon dat 1 jaar na bekering het mense 20 sinvolle ontmoetings met mense. After 8 years it comes down to 1. And this is shocking. Dit is shocking. Julle hoor almal wat hy statistiek sê. So net na ons tot bekering gekom het, dan maak ons 'n huge verskil in die koninkryk. En hoe langer ons saam met die Here stap, hoe minder is ons impak en ons effek. It should be the other way around, shouldn't be. Okay. So I think we've talked about it last week as well. We must spend intentionally time with unbelievers. We've talked about it so many times, we just mingle with one another. Spending time with one another. So we never get. I've read Bill Hybels. Can't remember with what church group he is. He's hy hou baie van hierdie regatta sailing in die hawes en goed is in Amerika is mos so groot. So he asked God that he wants to sail. Somebody said he can use his boat. So every off time, his weekends or whatever, he goes sailing. And then he said to God, he needs a good crew because he's competitive. He wants to sail competitive. And he said to God to supply a crew. He needs 9 men on board. And he had two requirements of the people that sail with him. First, they must be excellent at sailing. Second, they must be an unbeliever. And he set out sailing for the next 10 years only with unbelievers. Every weekend. And then he writes how each one is coming to the Lord, moving to the other city, and they replace him with an unbeliever again. The guy would move away, and he replaces him with an unbeliever. And over years, all the guys that sailed with him came to the Lord. And he was intentional of meeting with unbelievers. And I'm just challenged by my own lifestyle sometimes, how I avoid eye contact instead of making eye contact. It's a simple thing. It's your neighbor. It's the man on the street. It's over the counter where you do business. We should intentionally make eye contact and not avoid eye contact. I'm inclined to avoid contact, but God is challenging us to make eye contact. So, ek wil maar net die eerste stap is to have friendships en om intentionally te leef om met ongelowiges vriendskappe en verhouding en gesprekke aan te knoop. It's the first thing. Without that, we can't move forward. We need relationship and interaction with somebody who needs the gospel. That's the first thing. So, and that's easy. All of us can do it. I think the second one is we need to listen to their stories. En dit is maar net iets waarna ons moet groei. Dis 'n alledaagse ding. Vra uit. Luister na die stories. En dat iemand deel. En wat maklik is maar ek onthou my pa het altyd 'n gesegde gehad, everybody wants to be wanted. En wat dit beteken is, mense is honger daar buite dat iemand sal belangstel, because nobody cares anymore. Elkeen dink, dis net ek wat hiermee moet strakkel en ek is op my eie. So, in 'n sekere sin, ons dink mense wil nie deel nie. The reality is, ek weet nie wat julle daar buite experience nie. Partykeer staan ek verstom oor hoe maklik mense deel. They just blur it all out. Sure. But, so, hê gesprekke, vra uit, vra hoe jy dit ervaar. Ek het sommer in die week weer, was ek in 'n gesprek, en ek het sommer net so die oop deur gesien, iemand sê, nee, ek vra vir hom, hoe gaan ons maak? Hy sê, nee, hy hou van demokrasie, kom ons kyk maar hoe dit uitwerk, jy weet. Ag, en ek voel sommer toe om vir hom te sê, weet, demokrasie is nie eintlik 'n Bybelse beginsel, die meerderheid was nog altyd verkeerd gewees. Nou sien ek, geskiedenis wys vir ons dat die meerderheid nog altyd verkeerd was hier. Nou sien ek hierdie ou se hele boot is omgegooi en uit dit uit het ons nou 'n gesprek wat ons kan praat. Okay, so what does the Bible teach? So now we hear from God, not from the people. And it's a simple thing that we can, and it's a start of a conversation, how to move it forward. I think when we listen to stories, there is a purity of heart that people senses. There is a real concern that they sense. And if it's not there, we don't connect with them, although they are telling their story. And that's what it, when it comes back to loving people. If we do not love the people, and God, I've talked to this early this morning with Albrecht. I said something that God just showed me during this week is, we do not understand some of his love. We don't understand his love, and we cannot give what we haven't received. So that's why it's important that we ask God to reveal the love. That's why it's important that you show God's love to other people, that they can receive it. Because they can't give it if they haven't received it. So it's important that we spend time with God, spend time in His Word, saturate yourself with the Word, that we have the capacity, that we have the love of God in us to give it to other people. So we must be honest, we must be pure in our... Ek het sommer net, 1 Korintiërs 13 ken ons allemaal, without love, I am a noisy gong, a clanging cymbal. I am nothing and I gain nothing. Without love, we are going nowhere. And the question is not whether we think we have love for people. It cuts no ice to nobody. The question is whether they see love when we interact. Do they receive love? They are the receiver. They are determining whether they receive love or not. It's not us. We don't determine it. Because many times we think, oh, we do it. But the reality, people around us doesn't receive it. So I want you to have boldness and the freedom to interact with people. People are hungry for that. They want it. And they want to tell their stories. Hulle wil graag deel. En dit is hoekom ons ook, ek het dit laatst week of julle gevra het, gaan luister na Hennie se preek weer. Want meeste van die tyd, it comes from boosheid, dis reg, is die woord wat hy gebruik het. So, die swaar kry van die lewe, where does it come from? How do we understand it? And all of us is one in suffering. There's nobody that does not suffer. So, daar's a tool wat ons daar vir julle gegee het, om te weet hoe om deel te neem aan die gesprekke van suffer. Biblical. Not by our own wisdom and our own counsel, but from God. So go and listen to that sermon. You can find it on the web. Download it and listen it a few times. That it can settle in your heart. And that we can reach out to people with hope concerning swaarkry. Wat is swaarkry? Suffering. I think the third step is maybe the most difficult for us, but that the third step that I want to leave with you, or the third piece of tool advice that I want to leave with you, is what usher in God's presence. It's built on love, but this is it. And that is, in that conversation, to see the open door where we move from just conversation to something deeper. And ek is dinsdag vat Anshin my saam na iemand toe en ons kuier sommer daar en ons bid op die ouens saam en toe ek uitstap, toe ervaar ek die Here wys vir my 'n ding en ek sê vir die persoon ek ervaar hy's 'n leier, ek sê ek ervaar dat dat die mense onder hom nie in unity is nie en dat 'n klomp hom wil uitwerk. En wanneer daai striwelinge binne-in sy omgewing is, dan raak hy depressief. Sy is so. En die Here se teenwoordigheid onmiddellik, hierdie ou weet, die Here weet van sy struggle, van sy ding waarmee hy besig is en hoe dit reageer. And we can start praying for him. Ons bid weer vir hom en sê, ons praat met die Here oor die ding, hy bring dit na die Here toe, and God changes him. So it's that open door in the conversation, that we see where we move from just conversation to bringing God's presence into the conversation. En, want baie keer as iemand met ons hierdie goed deel, weet jy of julle het ek doen nie, ja, verlag ons nou maar so verlee, of ons maak 'n grap, just to walk away from it. Nee, you know it. En is in daai oomblik wat ons die Heilige Gees met trust, om te engage, en nie weg te stap nie. En ek dink iets wat altyd mense op hulle gemak stel, is as ons uit ons eie gebrokenheid uitdeel. Just to share from your own brokenness. En ons hoef nie, vier stappe van evangelisasie toe te pas, ek weet nie hoe die vier stappe lyk nie, maar it's just normal conversation with people, loving them, and minister or engage as the Holy Spirit leads to in that moment. And that moves it from just surface conversation to have the Holy Spirit with us and help us to engage with people. I quickly want to read us Philippians 1, verse 9 to 11. Have I put it on the slide or not? Misschien kan jy net julle Bybels geoopmaak by Filippense 1 vers 9. Ek dink in hierdie Filippense 1 vanaf vers 9 tot 11, ek bid dat julle liefde vir mekaar meer en meer sal word, deurdat julle in al beter begrip en fyn aanvoeling ontwikkel. Ek bid dat julle liefde vir mekaar meer en meer sal word, deurdat julle in al beter begrip en fyn aanvoeling ontwikkel. Dit sal julle in staat stel om die dinge te onderskei wat regtig saak maak. Dit sal julle ook help om skoon en onberustelik te lewe, tot op die dag wanneer Christus terugkom. And so many times that's why a recipe never works. Want daar's nie 'n begrip en fyn aanvoeling en onderskeiding in 'n resep nie. Dis ook om maar nie vier stappe is hoe om dit te doen nie. It's a lifestyle. It's always different. It's never the same. Daar's nie een manier wat kan werk nie. Maar dis eintlik wonderlik ook as daar nie een manier is wat werk nie, is ook nie vreeslik wat jy kan verkeerd doen nie. Okay. Want as dit nou hierdie regiete stappe was, dan kon ons maklik verkeerd gekry het. So dit gee ons meer vrymoedigheid. And we don't have to move somebody from here to there in one step. Sometimes it take 5 years. So ons moet net gehoorsaam wees. But if we ourselves is not present to God, we'll not usher somebody else into the presence of God. We need to have the Holy Spirit working through us as we engage with people. So mag die Here regtig vir ons help om hierdie begrip en discerning, onderskeiding te hê wanneer ons met mense interaksie het. Nie om weg te skram nie, but to engage deeper and to usher God's presence in. And iets wat elke dag voor ons verbykom is verhoudinge, relationships. You can always be on the lookout for relationships, marriages, and relationship with money. Those three we find every day in our community. And see how we can engage and bring God's healing to those areas for people. And God has placed that warrior to enter into this engagement in each one of us. Elkeen van ons het dit om in daai gesprekke met mense betrokke te raak. And God wants to use you. You are able. If you know Him, that's all you need. You don't need anything else to know Him. Die laaste ding wat ek opgesit het is, kyk gou die laaste, this life is about Jesus and His glory. Our mission is about God and His plan of redemption. His plan of redemption. Our mission. And may God help us to make our love for Him, our living His mission, and loving people around us number one. I've asked Johanita, sy gaan hopelik Afrikaans praat, maar om haar getuienis te deel oor wat die Here net in haar lewe die laaste ruk concerning reaching out to people. Wat die Here in haar lewe gedoen het. En dan Lea, na dit kan jy dadelik vir ons hy klip. Ek het 'n kort klip ook vir ons saamgebring om vinnig te kyk wat ook aansluit by hierdie boodskap. En sommer in die klip sal julle net sien dat ons het baie keer so hierdie lering en doktrine, so werk die Bybel en so werk God. En as ons in hierdie goed betrokke raak in ons samelewing, dan sien ons die Here werk elke slag op 'n ander manier. Net om te weet, ons moet maar afhanklik wees van Hom en nie van ons doktrines of ons lerings of ons stap 1 tot 6 nie. En mag hierdie Here ook en ek vertrou regtig die Here dat ons het al baie oor hierdie goed gepraat, dat die Here iets vanoggend in ons impart wat ons in staat gaan stel om by ons werkplek tussen ons vriende hier by uit te kom.
Ek het nooit verstaan hoekom en waarom ek 'n moeilike lewe gehad het hier, totdat ek voluit vir die Here gegaan het. En totdat ek betrokke geraak het by Bella Vista. Ek moet eers deel, ek kan nie in 'n groep funksioneer nie. My geduld is baie min, maar met elke klas het ek soveel selfvertroue, geduld en volle beheer oor my klas. Dit is definitief nie die Heilige Gees. Ek weet en glo dat daar van die kinders is wat groei en wat ons hulle bring met al twee hande gryp. Maar ek groei ongelooflik baie. Die eerste dag wat ek my klas ontmoet het, kon ek dit met 3/4 van my klas. En die ander kwart kan ons weer help met uit die ander oogpunt. Iemand het vir my die volgende gesê net laas week. God put you through suffering to glorify his name. Ek is ook betrokke by Bella Vista cell. Die eerste keer wat ek daar ingeryd was, is vir my bitter erg. Dit is challenging, dit is heeltemal uit my comfort zone. Die mense se kultuur, hulle huise, hulle manier van leef is heel anders waarin ons gewoond is. Die eerste keer het dit gereën en daar het 'n paar kinders opgedaag. Maar ons was die week daarna net weer terug en bereik kinders se harte. Nou met ons laaste selbijeenkomst was het al reeds 20 minute en daar het niks kinders opgedaag het. Ons het net nog 10 minute gewag en wrachtig het al kinders opgedaag. Aan die einde stap ons uit en met die wat ons uitstap en ons wil begin ry, roep ons terug en dadelijk dink ons so, want fout, iets het gebeur. En een van die maats in die huis nooi ons in om saam met hulle tee te drink. En terwyl ons besig was met die kinders, het sy vir ons koeksisters gemaak. En God geef ons kans om met die volwassenes in hulle lewe in te spreek. Die Bella Vista Kids het al deel geraak van ons huis. Ons dogtertjie Janke help my baie as ek voorberei vir klas en is so nice. Die kinders by die skool het een keer vir haar 'n kaartjie gemaak. Ek het ook 'n briewesak begin as die kinders nie in die klas wil of kan gesels oor hulle probleme of iets wat hulle nie verstaan nie. Ek het al 'n hele paar briewe gekry en baie goed beantwoord met die hulp van God. Ek dink nie ek kan vir iemand beskryf wat dit alles vir my beteken nie. Baie mense vra vir my, "Sjoe, waar kry jy die tyd vir dit?" Ek het een maklike antwoord. Dinsdag en donderdag redelik rondom Bella Vista klas gee en sel en my dae loop perfek, alles val net in plek. Ek kan nie dit alles in genoeg woorde beskryf nie, maar dat my hart brand vir daardie generasie is so. As julle generasie wil opsien, opstaan, hou Bella Vista dop. Ek kan nie genoeg dankie sê dat ek aan deel wees van hierdie projekkie. Ek kan my week nie indink sonder dit nie. Ek wil ook net dankie sê vir myself. Elke week geduldig is my, met my wat oorborrel en vir al julle gebede. Die mense wat saam met my op pad stap, wat my woord gee, profeteer en toe meer. Dankie vir en 'n spesiale dank aan ons Skepper.
I'm walking into Walmart and I love this testimony because I have so many of them, but this one right here always sticks out to me because, well, you'll see. I'm walking into Walmart. My wife and I see these two people. They come out of their car. They're garbed. One of them's garbed up in black. The other one has like green on, but it's real long robes and stuff. You know, the black fingernail polish, the whole thing. They're like, they're not walking in the light. You can see, okay? The one guy has a tattoo on his face going down like this, and my wife is like, whoa. Because they look scary. And I'm like, wow. I said, oh, God is so going to get them. This is going to be great. And my wife, after 8 months, finally started shopping with me again. 8 months, man. 8 months. And then finally I got to a point where she realized this was God. And God actually spoke to her and said, this is me. I'm doing this. And she like just bawled, came and told me because a situation came and someone got healed and she just got wrecked. And right in front of her, which was crazy. It was beautiful. I love it, man. Oh. So we went into Walmart, my wife.
Kom ons los hom. Maar wat gebeur het is, hy en sy vrou split toe in die winkel, sy vrou wil toe nie saam met hom stap nie. Maar sy dogtertjie, jy gaan my reg help as ek verkeerd vertel, nee. Sy dogtertjie stap saam met hom en hy kies die aisle en hy stap, nou stap hy dwars met die aisles en elke aisle soek hy nou die twee wat hy in die parking lot gekry het en toe hy ook onder op die punt sien, gaan hy en sy dogtertjie daar af, nou kom hy onder by hulle en ek kan nie onthou wat sy aanknopingspunt was nie. Hi guys, die ouwens, jy weet, so bietjie negatief na hulle gekyk en sê, wel hallo, en hy sê, gaan het goed met julle, of, ek kan nie onthou, hy sê conversation nie, En die ouens kyk hom so, hulle sê vir hom, we're not from the same side. Hy sê vir hulle, well, does it matter? Hy sê, hulle sê vir hom, yes, it does. We don't want you, we're not from the same side. En in die oomblik wys die Here vir hom, dat die vrou wat by hulle is, een namnis, of sy het gerugpyn, en sy het een namnis in haar been. And he shared it with her. And she says, yes, it is like that. I've got back pain and my left leg is numb. And then he asked for her, can I pray for you? She says again, we're not from the same side. Says, it doesn't matter which side you're from. May I pray for you? I believe God can heal you. And then he prayed for this lady. And God just there healed her. Numbness gone. And it came out that she is a Satanist high priest or something. That's who she is. And what he just explains in this whole thing is, how can God heal this person? His enemy. He's healing her. And then he says, because God loves her. Because God loves her. And we should love people like that. We should love people like that. I'm very sorry we couldn't see it fully, but that's in short what happens. And he says, nothing in our theology makes sense when God heals a Satanist. Nothing. Now you must have faith, you must this, you must that. You must repent, you're in sin. Nothing makes sense anymore. He says, and he just saw that God works as he chooses to work. As if we are willing to step out, loving people, God comes in and his glory comes in to heal people. Can't remember what happened at the end. What's the rest of the story? En ek weet, dit is vir my so mooi, Johanita se getuienis, waar mense vir haar vra, hoe doen jy dit? En haar antwoord is, I make this thing number one, and everything else fits around it. And God makes it work for her. And I want to challenge you to trust God. Want as ek na my tye kyk, Anton het my al laas week gesê, hy gaan my kom sien om te hoor hoe ek my tyd gaan anders inrig. So I understand the problems we have in practical, how we go about with our time. But may we trust God to show us how. En elkeen van ons gaan anders lyk. Niemand sin gaan dieselfde lyk nie. Maar vra die Here, hoe bring ons sy koninkryk, sy glorie, na mense toe? Ek ervaar soms net die Here wys vir my twee goed, en die een is dat, ek het vanoggend met 'n sleutel in my sak by die kerk geëindig, dat die sleutel vir die Here om op te daag, is ons liefde vir ander mense. That we should love people. And he will pitch there. En die tweede ding wat die Here saam met dit vir my wys is, let's rather do something and make mistakes than do nothing. Vader, dankie vir u liggaam. Dankie Here dat u vir ons gesterf het, Here, maar vanoggend soos wat ons voor u kom staan en kom deel in die nagmaal, Here, om deel hê aan u sterwe en u opstanding. Here, is die begeerte van my hart, nie net dat ons terugkyk en vir u dankie sê nie, maar dat ons vorentoe kyk met 'n verwagting, soos wat ons deel het aan die liggaam en u bloed en deel het aan die sterwe en opstanding, that we will become like you, Lord. That we will walk as you did. Bid, Here, as ons vanoggend hierdie brood eet, dat u van u liefde in ons gaan kom plant. That we will overflow with your love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Vader, dankie dat u bloed ons skoon maak. Dankie dat ons vrymoedig kan wees op grond wat u gedoen het en nie wat ons doen nie. And Lord, I pray that we will walk in a boldness this week. That we will be the message, Lord. Thank you that you have come and that we are able that you will continue to do work in us and through us. And Lord, help us to be the message as we live. In Jesus' name.